Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. Your phone calls coming up next. Mike Silver is a half hour away. Get on YouTube, get on Twitch. Let's get started.
Kyle's bad.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, fine people. How we all doing? What is going on? We really wanted to jam home today that we are homegrown. Yes, both of us. We are born and bred in the Bay Area, damn it. And that's why we're here talking about what we're talking about. And that is a potpourri today, Mr. Dibley. There's quite a platter of different, it's almost like a charcuterie board.
Nice.
Of things to discuss today. Mike Silver is going to jump on here in about a half hour. Our good friend Rich Ornberger, who can speak to all of these offensive line issues with the 49ers and do so in a very fun way. He's jumping on later on the show. Quincy Avery, quarterback coach and quarterback expert, is on the show today. And then you're on the show today, 888-957-9570. That's also the Comcast Business text line. Good morning, Twitch and YouTube. We think you're keen. Please keep those comments coming. Let's have some fun on all of this. By the way, real quick, before we get into anything Garoppolo and anything Aaron Judge, I do want to announce that once again, for the second consecutive day, your San Francisco Giants have not been eliminated from playoff contention.
That's not what I read.
Those tweets that went out yesterday have been taken down.
Oh, they have?
By MLB and by Fox. And the San Francisco Giants with another plucky win.
Were they dramatic tweets? And is that what they were?
They were. They were.
Very
they were
dramatic.
Big. They were like the picture, the lighting, everything was almost like a movie trailer. And no, if the Phillies lose all of their games and the Giants win all of their games and the Brewers lose some of their games, no, Dibs, we're going to the playoffs this year. I am going to the game tonight. But I want to give a shout out to the Giants real quick because I was feeling super exhausted last night and I did something.
Oh, you were you?
Super exhausted. Huh. Yeah, I know. It was almost like, I don't know, like I had a newborn or something.
It's
That's what
gotta
I felt
be
like.
Brutal for you.
It's really tough, man. I have, you know, house all to myself. But anyway, so I'm just exhausted and I do something that I think only you do, which is I watched the ninth inning in bed.
Oh, yeah.
9:45.
Watch with one eye open.
And why?
Gripping your pillow tight.
Why 6-2 in the ninth inning was very, very relevant and one eye stayed open instead of turning it off? I'll tell you why. Someone had bet the over. And the over-under in this game was 8. And the score was 6-2. And when the Giants decided to play the infield back with one out and runners at second and third, and I said to that Colorado Rocky hitter, whoever the hell he is, I said, hey, give me a ground ball to second base, will you?
Yeah, exactly.
Just a little can of corn over to second base.
Play.
Make it 6-3 so I can just turn the lights out and go to bed. Very next pitch, we'll hop her over to second base. Can of corn, throw to first. Final score, 6-3. Pay that man his money.
Game over.
Night.
Look at you betting baseball. September, late September. Hey, meaningless. I not yet completely meaningless,
not eliminated.
But mostly meaningless baseball, and you're betting totals? That's ballsy, especially for a Giants team that has not been that offensively explosive.
Look, Tuesday and Wednesday nights are tough around these streets, okay? There's nothing going on. It's not that busy, man. It's just not that busy. Tonight, we're back to NFL action, even though I will be in the Oracle Park building to say my goodbyes to this particular Giants roster.
You're not getting playoff tickets?
Look
at you with the defeatist mentality.
Yeah.
You quitter?
I'm going to salute the Slates and LaStella's.
Tyro. Wilmer.
So I shouldn't say Slates. Slates will be back. Wilmer will be back. Tyro's going to be back. I'm going to say goodbye to Jock Peterson because I think it might be.
Evan Longoria,
we'll see. I'm gonna give
Carlos
you a
Rodon?
Yeah. He's pitching tonight.
So you're going to say farewell to Rodon.
This could be Rodon's final start at Oracle Park in a Giants uniform. Very well could be. And so we'll be in attendance and bring you the sights and sounds. A crowd of foul balls for everybody tonight.
I think 22,000 last night was announced.
Is that what was announced?
Tickets sold.
You didn't watch the game.
Tickets sold.
You didn't watch the game, did you?
I haven't watched the Giants game since my daughter was born.
All right.
It's been a good month since I've watched the orange and black. And it's funny because now, like, I'll be listening, whatever, or maybe I'll, you know, catch a little bit of a recap, and it's like, who the hell is that?
Yeah,
like, there's some guy named Ford,
right? I mean, I did. You and more importantly, Kyle would have loved this last night. He was just sitting there with the lovely Christy, and we're watching the baseball game, and somebody named Proctor comes up,
Ford Proctor,
for a sack fly, and I was gambling on the game, and I'm like, hey, Proctor and Gambler, am I right? And she was like, oh God, she's like, jeez, you just
don't applaud.
She's
that.
Like. No, I know. Kyle's going to San Diego tomorrow, and I think everybody, it's good. We need a break, because if you're around Kyle too often, that's how your brain starts to work.
The dad jokes start flowing.
It's really brutal. So anyway.
I'm also the worst kind of person to be around. Like, I suck.
Your friends disagree. Have a good time in San Diego this weekend. But anyway, glad you're with us. So I don't really love when we do this to professional athletes, but we also have no choice. We spent the better part of yesterday talking about how would you feel about all of this if you're Jimmy Garoppolo, and at least acknowledge that there would be some frustration. There would be some things over the last couple of years that that wouldn't be your favorite with the way that 49er football has sort of unfolded for him as an individual, as the quarterback. But what we end up doing is trying to figure out, like, what are they thinking? And what are they feeling? And so I went back to the comments that were made when Jimmy was kept, when he was restructured. And he made the statement, I don't really want to ruffle the feathers too much around here. Kyle, do we have that, by the way, from Jimmy Garoppolo, the statement he made about the ruffling of feathers? Give us a little bit of Jimmy back when he was restructured.
That just wasn't the way I wanted it to go. There was a thought of that at one point. Trust me, there was. But that came and went, and I don't know. Things just kind of kept falling into place. And I'm one of those people that, you know, I don't want to really ruffle the feathers too much here and there, and kind of want to just go with the flow. And that's kind of the way the training camp was going, and I was happy with it. And like I said, things worked out, and I'm happy now.
Okay, so can Jimmy actually be himself? Because if Jimmy is, you know, the guy who doesn't really want to ruffle feathers around here, I'm like, that's not really starting quarterback stuff if you look around the league.
Well, especially when he says what he said about, things were going pretty well and I was okay with that. Well, things were going pretty well because you weren't being asked to do anything other than play catch with a friend on the sideline. So that tells me all I need to know about how locked in he was in terms of being a 49er quarterback.
Well, and maybe it speaks to why he was smiling after the game on Sunday night, because he's just not a feather ruffler. That's not the way Jimmy is wired, and maybe we want that to be different, and you can look around the league. Like, Patrick Mahomes is fighting with Eric Bieniemy last weekend. Tom Brady yells at everybody every
smashing
single
tablets.
Week. Aaron Rodgers, feather ruffler, you tell me.
Josh Allen ruffles feathers.
I mean, holy smokes.
Like, because Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't really care at the same level about this 49er organization.
Okay, is it that? Or are you being tongue-in-cheek?
No, I think that's what it is.
It is, okay.
I think Jimmy Garoppolo cares more about his own future, and I don't fault him for that, because, as you mentioned, they fired him, and they only rehired him because they had no choice but to rehire him. And then nobody thought that Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be the starter in week three. Kyle didn't think that Trey Lance would be hurt. Jimmy didn't think that Trey would be hurt. Jimmy Garoppolo probably, when he signed his deal, thought, all right, I'm here just in case. And then week two, he gets inserted back in the game, and now it's like, oh, Jimmy, now we need you. You're our guy again. And he's like, FOH.
Totally. I would venture to guess that. However, this is the way I'll say it, just so that it doesn't, you know, I'm not here to say, oh, Jimmy doesn't care. I'm not here to say that at all.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's something I'm going to watch. I'd like to watch this year to continue to look for differences in Jimmy that we haven't seen before. I think it's ridiculous to say he doesn't care flatly. Now, does he care less?
It was an overstatement.
Well, no, I just mean there's a couple ways to say it. Just, does he care? Well, yeah, he cares. We spent a show 2 days ago trying to lip read when he's screaming on the field. He cares. Obviously, he cares. This is somebody who took a 49er team that had just fired him through the playoffs last year with one thumb and one shoulder. Yes, he cares. But where are you putting that care?
Right.
When things don't go well, what's your thought? Oh, hell, the 49ers season is now hanging in the balance? Or is it, oh, hell, my future contract is hanging in the balance? And then add in a little dash of, that's the way certain people are wired. Jimmy Garoppolo is not a scream at the coach on the sideline guy.
Right.
You threw that out yesterday as like a faux, you know, sort of visual.
Like a what if, a hypothetical.
And I was funny because I'm running through my head and I'm like, I mean, it would never, ever, ever happen. See, I mean, that visual felt to me like me getting wasted at a bar and throwing up on the street.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
It would
I'd
never.
I'd love to see both, by the way.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever happen.
Hey, it might. You never know.
Old me, maybe. College, sure. Well, that was in my
new
tank.
Jimmy. Old Mark, new Jimmy. You just never know. And, see, you know, Jimmy might get to a spot where he does get frustrated. We haven't seen it yet. We haven't seen you get to that point of inebriation. It would be an inebriation sensation.
I can pop a few back. I just, to me, it's
you
always...
You cannot pop a few
I
back.
I absolutely
a
can.
It's dicey.
I've gone north of two plenty of times
You've
recently.
Gone to, shout out Mark Few.
Absolutely.
You've gone into Mark Few, Gonzaga country.
Come on, brother. I mean, and it, you know, if it turns into Manhattan's after 7 o'clock, we're in really, really good shape. But it's never, ever, ever going to get to, I am vomiting on the sidewalk.
Oh, I'd love to see it. You know, shout out my 41st birthday.
Cost-benefit analysis.
Barclays and College Avenue.
Really just got to the point where I'm like, this is a bad trade.
It is now,
okay?
Yeah. And
it's
I'm
like
not
the Mets
either,
getting Darren Ruff for four players. I'm like, I don't like this trade.
How's he done for the Mets? Not great.
Not great. I'll look it up.
I know he popped early, but...
No, not good.
Jimmy Garoppolo is more likely to blow up than you are to throw up. And,
well,
you know,
played.
If we get to a point where Jimmy Garoppolo continues to get frustrated, and I think part of it will be the fan clamor. If fans continue to clamor and, you know, get mad at the fact that he's not very good, if the team loses and frustration boils over, you may see it from Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, we've already seen him do things that we've never seen before, mouthing, "Your play suck, man," at Kyle Shanahan on the field. That's something we've never seen before. And if they lose to the Rams and they fall to 1-3 and Jimmy G steps out of the end zone again, you might see more frustration than what we think otherwise.
That's what I'm watching for. This is what's fascinating to me. I really want to watch the arc of this because we do have, and whether you're a lip reader or you just want to point to his post-Seattle press conference, hey, 2017 was fun when we got to throw it around, or point to Chris Collinsworth passing along that he did wink, wink, nod, nod, with him, like, yeah, there's a little of me that's like, oh, okay, 49ers, you need me now. I'm watching, and I would suggest all of us, like, keep an eye on differences in Jimmy. in the guy that we've known through the last 5 years. By the way, Darren Ruff in New York, 152 batting average.
Man.
And an OPS. This is the OPS.
500?
413.
Oh, my God.
Thanks.
That's like...
And the Giants got J.D. Davis and three minor leaguers, one of whom is crushing it, by the way, maybe even a couple of them.
Yeah, I don't know how the Mets can recover. Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, we'll see how they do in the playoffs. We're going to be Mets fans here pretty quick if they play the Dodgers. So say nice things about the New York Mets, if you will. All right? But, yeah, that's kind of where my head is at. Like, I have suddenly found, because I hear a lot of people, oh, the 49ers are boring with this offense. Okay, fine. They're not boring if they win. I'll stand on that hill all day. But I don't find Jimmy right now boring at all, because I'm thinking that this might be a different version of him. And I'm not really talking about football. I'm talking about all of the other stuff. But I think that stuff can lead or bleed into the football. And it largely will, again, tell the story of where this season goes. Last year, we were largely amazed that Jimmy Garoppolo was able to compartmentalize. You fired me. I'm hurt. I'm going to put this all aside. We're 3-5, and damn it, we're going on a run. And we applauded him for that, and we rightfully so. That, to me, was very, very impressive. Now he's being asked to do it again,
right,
as the backup.
But he's not the backup.
He is the... I mean, we're not going to get into this semantics again. He will start
between now and the end of his days with the Niners, because the guy who was the starter is no longer the starter. Jimmy Garoppolo is now the starter. And Jimmy Garoppolo will compartmentalize in the same fashion that he did last year, because he's a professional. And he might say things outside the lines that are different than what we're used to, but he's not going to try to tank his play. He's not going to try to change play calls. He's not going to try to go rogue. Jimmy Garoppolo is a professional football player.
Sure.
And he will act accordingly, not only because he respects the game, but he wants to win, and he wants to get that next contract like any of us would want to do that. So I don't expect him to do anything different than what he's done while the ball is in play. Now, at press conferences, if you catch him mouthing things between plays, off the field, that's all different. And I don't hold him accountable for any of that, because he's been such a solid stand-up guy. But I don't think that he's going to play any differently or act any differently than he has, because that's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right. Well, it also would not be self-serving. So I hear you there. To me, it's subtle. It's subtle and something to watch, because if Jimmy's playing for the 49ers or playing for a contract, it leads to the same thing. He's trying to play good football.
Right.
But when things get difficult, can that lead to stuff if two people on the same team are pushing in the same direction, but for different reasons? I mean, just think in your own life.
And if Kyle Shanahan comes down his road,
right,
like after a 3rd-and-4 play where Jimmy throws to the wrong guy, somebody's wide open, and he goes to the sideline.
Oh, that would never happen.
What? I mean, yeah, God forbid. And then Kyle, like, barks at him. And, you know, normally Jimmy G would just take it in stride and go to the bench. I wonder now if Jimmy G doesn't fire back. And, you know, there's cameras on everything. Sure. So if things continue to be in a bad place, and right now at 1-2, they are in a bad place, I wonder if we don't catch that moment between the two.
Yeah, well, he's not a feather ruffler, but just, I mean, all of you, think about in your own lives when you're working and you go to work, but you don't like your company. Or you think your boss has got the wrong idea about how to get from point A to point B. It affects you. You get in the break room with, you know, the person from down the hall. Yeah, this guy's... There's just the muttering in the hallway.
Bochy?
Dude, and it's... Yeah, right?
We work with Bochy all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Right.
Want a beer? We're not allowed to drink during the office.
No direction.
Nobody cares. And, you know what I mean? It can become a cancer. And so we're early in this, but I the smile gate... And I don't want to ruffle feathers, and now I'm the backup to Trey Lance, and I liked 2017, and sure, oh, how you need me now. Like, all of this is built up in a 3-week period, and that's a lot. That's a lot in a little amount of time. There's a long way to go.
Right.
And we've already viewed this in a very short amount of time.
As a dramatic thing.
Yes.
But you win Monday night and everything.
And everybody's happy.
It all gets back to feels great, baby. And if you lose to the Rams, we get closer to see ya. And that's where, you know, everything is on kind of a razor's edge right now with this team, because it's more than just Jimmy Garoppolo. It's Debo Samuel and his ineffectiveness and George Kittle. Are you even playing, bro? And Brandon Ayuk and his great offseason, which is manifested into nothing, and an offensive line that's got gigantic questions. And oh, by the way, a defense that might be the best you've had in 20 years being wasted. So all these things with a win, not a big deal. You're 2-2 and you have two winnable games on a two-game road trip. Go enjoy the Greenbrier, everybody, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. But a loss on Monday night and a 1-3 record, you're closer to the bottom of the NFC than you are the top. And oh, by the way, you can't tank for a pick because you don't have
one. You don't have a pick. Yeah, by the way, speaking of see ya, before Mike Silver jumps on here in about 10 minutes, we wanted to quickly say that to somebody else. In today's edition of What Are You Doing?
Willard and Tibbs have a lot to say.
My only weapon was my mouth.
But they just have one big question.
What are you doing,
What are you doing right now?
See ya.
See you later, Roger Maris Jr. What exactly are you doing? Let's go through the arc. So Mark McGwire breaks your dad's record and you're there on the mound to give him a big old Michelin man hug. Cool. Now here we are years later and you're going to hop on the media circuit again. No, we didn't find Roger Maris Jr. at his house. The local news didn't go by to say, oh, hey, what do you think of what's happening now with your dad's name in the news again? No, the Yankees had you literally in their press room with the Yankee logos behind you for you to make comments with regard to whether or not Aaron Judge last night tied the quote-unquote real home run record. Kyle, do we have the actual comments? Okay, Roger Maris Jr. last night.
Well, I think it means a lot, and it's not just for me. I think it means a lot for a lot of people, you know, that he's clean, he's a Yankee, he plays the game the right way, and, you know, I think it gives people a chance to look at somebody who, you know, should be revered for hitting 62 home runs and not just as a guy who did it in the American League. He should be revered for, you know, being the actual single-season home run champ. I mean, that's really who he is if he hits 62, and I think that's what needs to happen. I think baseball needs to look at the records, and I think baseball should do something.
Baseball should do something. Quote, the actual single-season home run record.
Fraud Maris Jr.
I mean, did you hear in that statement all of the things that are so biased? A, he's a Yankee. Oh, irrelevant, dude. Irrelevant what uniform he's wearing.
Relevant to the American League record, if there is such a thing.
Exactly, which there isn't. He plays the game the right way. What the hell does that mean? Did Barry Bonds play with a garden hose or something?
Barry Bonds played the left way. He was left-handed.
Thank you. Very
next
well
question,
played.
Please. All right. Thank you. And I'm going to speak on behalf of the Maris family.
And
here.
Quote, he did it clean. All right, here.
Have you seen his teeth? He flosses, he brushes, his deodorant game is on point, and
handsome
he uses
man.
Dracar Noir as his cologne.
I used to use that actually
we
in
all
high
did.
School.
So
I mean,
terrible.
So bad. That little black bottle.
Awful.
All right.
I mean, shout out to Dracar Noir and
yeah,
all the great.
I
mean,
no, unless
all
you,
the great
you want
man
to sponsor
colognes,
the show,
yeah,
we're right here, but anyway.
I got some BO working over here, by the way, but go ahead. Yeah, no, he does play it clean. Uniform's clean. Nice shoes, changes his socks, I would imagine in his undies, too.
Are we allowed to make all of these assumptions?
I think I just did.
I'm not here to say Barry Bonds did it clean. I'm here to say, can we run around in the streets and tell each other for sure that Aaron Judge has never done anything behind the scenes wrong? I'm not accusing him. I just have, there's no way for me to know. And oh, by the way, if anybody in the history of ever has had a weird outlier season in their sport, it would be your dad, dude. So what on earth exactly was going on there? A guy who's never hit 40 home runs in any other season in his career hit 61, and we're all supposed to just believe he got good rest every night that year? What was happening? I have no idea.
Roger Maris's totals, 14, 28, 9, 19, 16, 39,
yep.
61, 33-25-26-8-13-9-5.
Ryan Klesko has more career home runs than Roger Maris. Stir that around in your coffee. Ryan Klesko.
Let's get Ryan Klesko Jr. on the show to talk about his dad.
I think we could just get Senior. Like, I mean, he's still around, right?
That'd be a good get, actually. Yeah.
Don't get in the Higgin.
Maris is, look. Maris is closer to Brady Anderson than he is to Aaron Judge.
We've already got a good get. His name is Mike Silver, and he joins us next on Willard and Dibs.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.